Warren Miller just might have more lift tickets pinned on his parka than almost anyone. At nearly 80, he is the granddaddy of ski bums. More than half a century ago, living in a Buick, he gave himself wholly and completely to the skiing life, odd jobs and scams to keep body and soul together, staying on the slopes. And from this passion grew Warren Miller Entertainment, now the undisputed giant of extreme ski films. Pippin Ross went behind the scenes on a Warren Miller shoot in Breckenridge, Colorado. She has this report.
In the late 40s, Warren Miller bought himself an 8mm camera to document his willingness to ski and surf anything, anywhere. His first production, Deep and Light.
A good ski run is like a good meal. You savor the anticipation of it, digest the experience of it, enjoy both for what each has to offer.
At first, no one but other ski bums paid much attention to Miller's syrupy, homemade films, which he showed mostly in exchange for room and board. But during the booming economy of the 50s, skiing gained new popularity in the United States, and Miller's filmed exploits captivated the burgeoning ranks of recreational skiers. His folksy one-liners, now known as Warrenisms, only added to the movie's appeal, such as, there is never a wrong time to make a right turn, and there's never a right time to make a wrong turn. And perhaps the most indelible Warrenism of all.
And if you don't do it this year, you'll only be 1 year older when you do.
Now, 54 years later, Miller doesn't ski much, but his crew is putting the finishing touches on the company's 54th film called Journey.
The weather moves and so do we. Traversing along the front where low meets high, turning warm into cold and breezes into gales, while we drive towards the turbulence, hoping to be in the right place when lightning strikes.
This time, Miller Entertainment is hoping it strikes at Breckenridge Mountain in Colorado, a sprawling, triple-peaked, 13,000-foot-high ski resort. Miller's chronic prowl in search of outrageous skiing and pristine locations hasn't changed much. What has changed is the length and sophistication of his films. For this new movie, Journey, 9 so-called extreme skiers gather at the base of Breckenridge.
What's up? I'm Mike LaRoche, and I'm from Squaw Valley, California.
My name's Tommy Halverson. I'm from Breckenridge, Colorado.
My name's Kyle Granley, and I'm from Breckenridge, Colorado.
Ask skier Kyle Granley just what extreme skiing is about, and despite the blood dripping from his face from a fresh crash, Granley's response is Miller-esque.
It's a passion. It gets in your blood. It becomes your whole life. It's not just a hobby.
And it apparently takes over your psyche when asked whether there is something unnatural, even crazy, about exponentially increasing the risk of injury in an already dangerous sport. Skier Glenn Plake doesn't hesitate to say, yeah.
We go up to the mountains where most people don't want to go, and we put these big old huge things on our feet and we slide down. So yeah, I guess by the laws of, like, you know, regular, like, normal people's living, yeah, we'd be freaks, I guess.
A freaky thing that more and more people are flocking to. Tune in to any sports channel and you'll see Miller's work. In films called Storm, Cold Fusion, and Ride, skiers drop by helicopter onto improbable terrain somewhere around the globe and rip down narrow, wickedly steep chutes.
Take 11.
Cut to the tricks segment.
In freestyle events, they have rules, rules, and more rules. Until now.
The new movie, Journey, will feature a hot new trend that, for reasons unknown, is called jibbing. These big airborne tricks and spins that Miller was the first to capture on film are made possible by a revolution in ski equipment. Skis with tips on the front and back that are short and wide and allow a skier to move in almost any direction, even backwards. Jibbing is fast becoming the rage at ski areas around the country. Giant machines known as snowcats shove and sculpt tons of snow into precipitous jumps and giant troughs to form what are known as terrain parks. Glenn Plake, who at 38 is considered an elder in the sport of extreme skiing, doubles as both skier and commentator in the film Journey.
Let's do a little terrain park 101. The A-frame rail, well, that's pretty easy to figure out. Most people who have been on ski vacations have stayed in one of these. And then we have a sea rail. Big, nice, Daytona-style rail. High bank turn. And then we got a big jump to go off of, too. We call it the cheese wedge. Only thing with this one is it's 85 feet to the landing area. Big half-pipe stunt ditch, U-jump, whatever you want to call it. It's pretty obvious. It is the half-pipe.
The skiers and filmmakers are spending 2 days to gather what will amount to about 6 minutes of film. Rolling begins in the half-pipe, a gully as wide as a freeway with 18-foot-high walls. Launching off a steep hill, the skiers use their momentum to slice across the pipe's floor and fly up and off the edge of the steep walls. They splay and cross and spin their skis directly over the heads of the cameramen. Most extreme skiers don't seem to mind the near inevitability of injury. Miller, on a recent radio show, explained that's because a greater force propels their gravity-defying pursuits. He calls it the search for freedom.
In whatever guise it takes, and for a lot of us it was on skis, and in my case skis and surfboards and windsurfers and sailboat racing and all freedom stuff where there's no score. It's not like a Little League baseball game where in any Little League baseball game 9 kids always lose because there's a score.
Life on the ground can be just as precarious. Although these skiers are making about $150 a day, there are plenty of days during the long winter months when, just like Miller did, they'll do whatever it takes to survive the high caloric output and cost of skiing.
Like for lunch, go out and get all the free saltines and put honey on them or whatever. Pickles, mix them together and you got a lunch. Pathetic but cheap.
Waiting for people to leave the cafeteria and then eating the rest of their food. You just tear off the part where they bit it and then it's good.
Perhaps the biggest contest of all is keeping up with the ever-changing insider lingo of extreme skiing. A kind of mountain patois Miller sprinkles liberally throughout his film narrations.
Snowboard belly oocher, the icy two-stepper, who was followed by a sure-footed avalanche dog, son of Zudnik.
There's sketch, that's to crash, gnarl, that's fresh snow, a misty flip, that's a sideways flip that looks, I don't know, misty. Try as I might, I never did find out what a jibber is.
What's jibbing?
Jib is a guy that lives in... What's bonk?
Whoa, dang.
So Miller's extreme skiers don't speak English as we know it, but they ski beyond most of our wildest dreams and inspire a thought Miller puts into many of his films.
And why aren't you out there doing what they're doing instead of working in a city somewhere and living their lives vicariously?
After filming in Breckenridge, Miller Entertainment and some of the skiers who make the cut will travel to Bella Coola, British Columbia, known for its fresh powder and merciless steeps. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Breckenridge, Colorado.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon will be back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.